This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The Obama administration has taken over major parts of our economy, so now the bureaucrats are eager to take over what public schools teach our children. Former schoolteacher and author Orlean Kerla explains their current goal, why you should be concerned, and what you can do about it. Her new book is called Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform. This national takeover of school curriculum was cleverly named Common Core State Standard Initiative, so it sounds as if it were developed by the states. But that's not true. It was developed by trade groups and corporate interests that will make a lot of money from its implementation. The Obama administration induced 46 states to give up local control of their English and math curricula through a clever carrot-and-stick method, a combination of bribery, waivers for the hated No Child Left Behind Act, and threats to cut off future federal grants. Left out of the development of this new curriculum were parents, local and state school boards, and state legislatures. The price tag to adopt Common Core standards is enormous. It's also important to note that Common Core standards will not make kids any smarter. The math standards are so substandard that the only real mathematician on the validation committee refused to approve them. He said that Common Core standards are 2 years behind international expectations by the eighth grade and then fall further behind in grades 8 to 12. The math standards downgrade the years when algebra and geometry are to be taught. The name of this very useful book is Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform, and the author is Orlean Kerla. Parents, go to Eagle Forum's website, eagleforum.org, for more information about Common Core.
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance, and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hello, friends. It is Friday, November 1st, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN, whose website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com, where you will see a list of all the guests who have ever been on the program in the last 3 years. Just visit my website and click on the radio schedule button. Also, please visit SpingolaSpeaks.info, a site that one of our wonderful, very talented listeners created. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour when we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Mark R. Elsis. That's E-L-S-I-S. His website for today, one of many, I might add, is John Fitzgerald Kennedy.net. Mark, welcome to the program.
Well, good day, Deanna, and thank you for having me back to discuss the assassination of our 35th president. It's I'd like to begin by stating that the first thing I really remember as a young boy being brought up Roman Catholic and mostly Irish, German, and French was January 20th, 1961, and being in front of the TV and that evening, even though the speech was, of course, I believe at noon, the inaugural address that John F. Kennedy gave, and just my family being around and understanding somewhat that this was an historic moment. And I was put ahead in school and went into Catholic school early, and while I was in first grade as just a five-year-old boy, I remember the principal coming over the PA and stating that the president has been shot and school is going to be dismissed. And when I walked out the door of that school, I saw perhaps over 100 mothers, mostly mothers, picking up their children, especially the young children in first and second grade, of course, in third grade, that couldn't walk on. And there was all, I scanned the block and the hurt on people's faces was unlike anything I had ever seen up till that time, even though I was just 5 years old. But it was people were openly weeping. And so I knew something. And he touched me right away. I don't know, his oratory, his speech, you know. Even though I didn't know, I was just a young boy, it's something resonated with him into me, and So all my life, and then, of course, you have Malcolm X and Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy being assassinated within, you know, the next 5 years, and the Vietnam War and everything else that happened during that time. But throughout my whole life, I've always wanted to get to the bottom of what happened on November 22nd, 1963. And I investigated this on and off my whole life, and I always was going down these paths that I guess I was led down. Now I can see it in hindsight, you know, 40, almost 50 years now to the day coming up, and I saw that it was, you know, they were trying to blame it on the Cubans. It was Castro. It was the Russians. It was the Texas oil men for the Texas oil allowance. It was the military industrial complex for the Vietnam War and, you know, Bell helicopters. And it was LBJ that did it. No, it's the mafia that did it. And even Oliver Stone's film perpetrated the same storyline that as if, you know, it was rogue elements inside of our country. Yes, it was, as I'll get to in depth. But it was more than that. And it was some of these same people, like it was, sort of oil had to do with it. Military industrial complex. Yes, had to do with it. LBJ. Yes, had something to do with it. The mafia. Yes, had something to do with it. So in some respects, the avenues were correct, but it never led you to the person that was pulling the strings for all of this. And I always somehow knew that it wasn't any one of these people, because they didn't, I don't know, I inherently knew that it didn't seem like they had the strength themselves to be able to pull this off. So, and now I can tell you, I look back at hindsight, knowing what I know today, and to me, it's simple now. And I'll get into a lot of the explanation and a lot of the nuts and bolts of it and da 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 da. But the overarching premise here is that I believe the people that assassinated the 35th President of the United States, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, on November 22nd, 1963, were the Jewish elite of the world, the crime syndicate that has been running behind the scenes, off and on, mostly on, for the last 3,300 years. And I think that we were led down all of these blind alleys by these people. And as we all know, anybody that listens to your show for any length of time has realized that the Jews have a long history, a 3,300 year history of political assassinations. The reason I'm saying what I'm saying is that, very simply, this is what I say to people if they want to know within 30 seconds. I say, well, you don't have to look at all the, you know, like Oswald and this and that and the guns and that. You don't have to look at all that stuff if you don't want to, which we will get into. But who could control the cover-up of it? Who owned the media in 1963? It's the same people that, of course, own it today. And they are the people that could control the non-debate about this issue. The put forth of Oswald did it as a lone assassin and get away with it. Only the people that own the media could do this. And these people, these same people that I'm talking about, had control, even back in 63, of almost the complete major, almost every piece of major media there was, including the televisions, radios, major newspapers, magazines, and so forth, and publishing, and already. So, in a nutshell, they are the only people who had the power to do this. And there are many other circumstances which I will get into, but this is the overarching real fast answer is that. And also behind any crime, especially murder, there's means, motive, and opportunity. And, you know, like I mentioned before, all these, you know, the Cubans, Russians, CIA, Johnson, da-da-da. But I'll get into these means, motive, and opportunity after the break.
All righty. We will be right back with our guest today. And stay tuned.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759. 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran owned and operated.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2 month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Mark R. Elsis. That's E-L-S-I-S. The website that we're talking about today is johnfitzgeraldkennedy.net. Okay, Mark, pick it up from where you left off.
Well, I was talking about behind
any... Let me ask you one thing yeah. before we continue. When did you become skeptical of the original story, the official version?
Just in our first segment, I sort of always felt there was something more to it.
Okay.
I liked Oliver Stone's film a lot, and this thing and that thing, and
all this research I've done throughout my whole life and reading the books and you know, I'm friendly with Jim Fetzer and blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on. Most people still don't want to believe what I just laid forth in the first segment. Mm-hmm. And yet they should believe it because, like I said, it's very easy to believe now. When I finally realized in the last 10 years, I realized that as I've discovered more and more who is actually running the system here, who's running it behind the scenes, as I've dug and dug under the layers and found out, I realized that it has to be these people.
Sure.
And,
but it isn't. But it isn't something that you figured out when you were five. It was.
Oh no!
You were. Okay, you said. You said
yeah, I was very smart, but not that smart.
You said that you had always had doubts, and I thought, okay, always. That's pretty. You know.
Well, no, I did. So, I mean, in relating to seeing right away that they killed Malcolm X and Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy, especially after Bobby Kennedy's death, as a 10-year-old boy, I said, we have a problem here.
Okay, so you were about 10 when you started to be skeptical.
Yes, quite skeptical at 10.
Okay.
By the time, at 10 years old, I was like, whoa. Actually, before that, I mean, I became skeptical at somewhere between 7 and 8 years old with a lot of things like the Catholic Church and what they were doing and strange things like, you know, like we had the I'm from New York City, and the head person was Cardinal Spellman. He was really the head person for the Catholicism for the United States. And, you know, I was learning my catechism and, you know, first and second, third grade. And then, you know, thou shalt not kill is number six. And anyway, and I'm seeing him on TV and radio and hearing him and saying, you know, go ahead, boys, off to the Vietnam War. So there was certain like huge inconsistencies that I picked up right away.
Okay.
And I said, you know, anyway, so yes, after Bobby Kennedy was assassinated on, you know, June 6, 1968, I was really very skeptical. And the whole Vietnam War and blah, blah, blah. So we have means, motive, opportunity for any crime. And so all the dark alleys, you know, that I mentioned before, they're trying to get the motive behind it. What is the motive? You know, why are they doing this? And in all of them, they have a certain amount of truth in all of them. It just didn't seem to completely do it for me. And I didn't know enough behind the scenes of who was really running the show to find out. Anyway, in the last 10 years, I've realized, that I believe these are the two major reasons why the motive behind John F. Kennedy's assassination. Number one was Executive Order 11110, which was signed on June 4th, 1963 by John F. Kennedy, which more or less gave the United States for the first time since the Federal Reserve was established on December 23rd, 1913, gave us the right to print usury-free treasury notes. And so once you play with their money, I mean, you can go back to Jesus Christ calling them money changers. You can go back to Abraham Lincoln doing the greenbacks and assassinated, by the way, on Good Friday. And go to Adolf Hitler and in 1933 and then declaring war on him right away. It's the same thing with John F. Kennedy. It seems to be this concurrent theme throughout history that you don't fool around with these people's usury. And so he did. And at the same time, we had these new spy satellites, and they noticed something in the desert of Palestine, which is now Israel, back in 62, 63, and they noticed what was a nuclear power plant called Dimona being built. And Kennedy got message of this, and they found out that, yes, this is definitely very much looks like a nuclear power plant. And there was a 1950 tripartite agreement in the Middle East where everybody had to have equal weapons. And so this was, of course, a major no-no to this. And this is, by the way, Michael Collins Piper brings out, elucidates in his book, Final Judgment, which is
a fabulous book. Mm-hmm.
And is, yes, it is. This is one of the two motives for his, I believe, for his assassination. Mm-hmm. And so you don't let them play with their usury, and you don't let them have nuclear weapons. So you talk about big reasons. The other reasons pale in comparison. And don't get me wrong, like the military-industrial complex, the Vietnam War and all that, well, but who's in control of that too?
Sure.
And the oil, who's in control of that? And, once you get, the whole banking system to be more or less yours, you then, of course, are going to be the major shareholders of every corporation on the planet. So that's why I say, who's behind the military-industrial complex? Same people. The Texas oil men, well, it's a nice way to say the same people. There's always these euphemisms, or the Russians or the Cubans. They were trying to set up the Cubans and the Russians, or LBJ. Well, LBJ was a piece of work in and of himself, and, he's most likely Baines from that section of Texas that is mostly Jewish. It looks very much like he was Jewish himself, but, and his wife, nonetheless. And of course the mafia, it's the big bad mafia that did it. And because of Robert F. Kennedy, going after, as Attorney General at the time, his brother, going after the so-called mafia, Jimmy Hoffa and all the boys, and the rest of the mafia at the time, sort of like against the agreement, like supposedly Joe Kennedy had to buy certain states like West Virginia and Illinois to throw the 60 election, which, by the way, it didn't do. He would have won without those two states electoral college wise. So that's neither here nor there, which nobody brings up. But I mean, it was very, very, very close, within 110,000 or so with the popular vote. But he overwhelmingly won the electoral college. And without Illinois and West Virginia, he still would have won it. So it really didn't matter. But nonetheless, this is a sort of a myth that goes down. While I'm on it, the big myth is that the Italians are running the mafia. And
the Italians are running the mafia?
Well, that's the big, I said the big myth.
Okay.
Is that you got to catch the beginning. Hey, what are you talking about? Yes, the Italians are running the mafia. Didn't you hear Hollywood films? Get with the agenda, Deanna.
Exactly.
So, but what I found real interesting is, I have some personal knowledge, which I'm not going to get into about it, but that there was a film called Bugsy that Warren Beatty did.
Yeah.
And this, I believe this is really the only time that you see the truth. And we'll pick it up.
All righty. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors in about 3 minutes.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Mark R. Elsas. The website is johnfitzgeraldkennedy.net. All righty. Go ahead and continue. I was during the break, I was looking at the order, the John F. Kennedy Executive Order 11110. So I was reading the official version of it. Okay.
And so you have... As I was saying, we have this drilled on the head that the Italians are that run the mafia, and they do run a lot of it. But it seems to be in the movie Bugsy, Warren Beatty's film. You see Bugsy Siegel and Meyer Lansky were friends since whatever they were young, and Bugsy got into trouble with this by developing the Pink Flamingo or whatever in Vegas, and. And he gets into trouble, and they're sitting at the table deciding if they should whack him or not, put a contract out on him. And who's at the head of the table? It's Meyer Lansky. I found this even back then when the film came out, sort of that I've never seen this in a Hollywood production before that I remember of any other film that they portray. The Jew as the top of the mafia. They try their best in to make sure that we all believe the myth that it's just, you know, it's the Godfather and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, it's I'd like to get on to like I put a list together of sort of topics for today, but
yes. I want to talk about the commission, the Warren Commission, and the composition. Yeah. Who was doing what?
All right, I'll go right into that if you'd like.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Well, from my piece, The Holocaust Revisionism, I found out that Dodd, who was the second in command of the Nuremberg Tribunals, put a quote out, and he it was more or less said that the Jews are 75% of all the staff members, and what's the matter with these people? Don't they know that people are going to say that they're running it? And he was trying to be nice to them in a sort
that
of a way.
William Dodd?
Yeah. And his son became, you know, the good senator from Connecticut, now is head of the motion picture, blah, blah, blah.
And Martha, his daughter, became a Soviet spy.
Oh, really? Ah, there you go. Didn't know that one. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sure that is the case. Martha, good old Martha, she married a spy.
Ah.
It was, you're talking about the same guy that was the U.S. ambassador to Germany from 1933 to 37, William Dodd?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So, okay. So his daughter was, it became a spy. Anyway, so you have, I said like 2 months ago to myself, something just hit me. And I said, take a look at who's behind the Warren Commission, who the staff members were, who the assistant counsel people were. And I said, oh, all right. You know, and because I realized already these people are behind it. So, because of, like I mentioned earlier, that the control of the media is the only way you really can control the situation. And so.
You control a cover story on anything.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Whatever.
Yep. Yeah. So, and they owned it back in 63 once again. So, anyway, so I went in and I started going one by one through all the people in the Warren Commission, the staff members mostly, huh? Not the people they put up front. And I found out, and it took some digging. And still there's a couple that I'm not sure of, but I found 16 out of the 28, which is 57% of the Warren Commission's council and staff were Jews. And I was like, oh my God, wait a second, you know, they're supposedly around 2% or so of our population in the United States, and yet they're 57% of the people that are really doing the work of the Warren Commission. And what I also found was an interesting quote in Vincent Begalusi's book. And this is in quotes, Warren Commission staff lawyer Norman Redlich was asked by author Vincent Begalusi in 2005 whether Spector was the sole author of the single bullet theory. And he said no. We all came to this conclusion simultaneously. When he asked who he meant, he said, Arlen, myself, Harold Willens, David Berlin, and Mel Eisenberg. Spector did not respond. So all four, so this magic bullet theory, who I always thought it was just, our dear friend Arlen Spector, who, of course, got his made man status by becoming a senator for, I think, 5 terms in Pennsylvania out of this. But it was also 3 other Jews. So everybody that came up with this magic bullet theory were Jews. And I was like, well, this is quite interesting, isn't it?
Yes.
And so I'm like, this is the kind of stuff, this anecdotal, and it's more than anecdotal, it's like in your face. Here you go. I mean, who's behind the scenes? Same as Nuremberg Tribunals, same as the Warren Commission, and I mean, even the Warren Commission itself, who it has on it. It has, well, let me see, who did Kennedy fire as the head of the CIA? Oh, that's right, it was Alan Dulles. So who is really the top person on the Warren Commission beside Earl Warren, you know, who was named after, who's the Supreme Court Justice and out of California. But it was Arlen Specter, who was the guy that was really in charge of that. And who else? It was McCloy, who was, you know, head of the World Bank and Chase Bank. And of course, we have good old Gerald Ford, who was the only unelected president ever.
Right.
Somehow, you know, and I just read, I was doing a lot of research for this yesterday, did like 13 hours worth of research, and it seemed to be Nixon somehow who got Ford on the Warren Commission. I don't have, like, you know, triple proof of that, but that's what I ran across. And it's sort of real interesting because, you know, here you have Nixon losing the 60 election to Kennedy. And he goes back to California, his home state, where he first became congressman in 46. And by the way, so did John Kennedy and so did Gerald Ford. They all came in the same congressional right after the war in 46. And you have Nixon going back, and 2 years later he runs for governor of California. And he loses to Pat Brown by 350,000 votes. And so, and the next day he comes out, the next morning he comes out all disheveled and unshaven, and he more or less says, you don't have me to F around with anymore. You know, and so that's the end of his political career, so you'd think, huh? He's gone. He can't even win his home state. Nonetheless, he has the power and wherewithal to pull strings to get Ford on the Warren Commission, and of course, become president 8 years later, which, you know, and you, so when you see the picture of Prescott Bush, I think it's taken in 47, Prescott Bush tipping his hat, grabbing his hat of Richard Milhouse Nixon, you know, saying, like, I got you. And, mm-hmm. you know, it was a very imposing figure, good old Prescott. But so it's just, how does he do that? And by the way, and Richard Nixon is one of the two people that didn't know where he was on November 22nd. And the other person... and by the way, before I even say the other person, who is, I believe, very deeply implicated, Nixon said a lot of different stories, but Nixon was the guy when his Spiro Agnew got taken out for supposed tax evasion, you know, Governor Maryland,
sure.
blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
And then,
tax evasion.
Right, exactly. And then he put in Gerald Ford. So Gerald Ford becomes vice president, and then he has to resign. And so Gerald Ford becomes unelected president of the United States, the only president ever unelected. Is this, you know, there's some kind of collusion going on here? And anyway, and then, of course, they bring in Nelson Rockefeller, how nice, who didn't have any money at all. But you go back then, the other person, and Nixon, by the way, was there, he was there the night before also at the meeting at Clint's house. And with LBJ and J. Edgar Hoover and the head of the Chase Bank and many other major players. And LBJ supposedly came out to Madeline Brown after it and said, you know, after tomorrow we don't have those Irish bastards to deal with anymore or something like that. And so I don't think LBJ, you know, there's this whole thing about LBJ was behind it. Anyway, you go back, and Nixon said a whole bunch of different things. But he was there for a Pepsi convention, more or less, a Pepsi-Cola thing, which and he left Dallas 2 hours before, supposedly, Kennedy was assassinated. But nonetheless, it was interesting that he was there. That everybody seemed to be there. It was the place was crawling with spooks. And so, they had all different kind of cover stories in case something, I guess, went wrong.
Okay, we do need to go to a quick break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The 3-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Mark Elsas. So please continue from where you left off.
The other person that didn't know where they were that day was none other than George Herbert Walker Bush. So, and there is a photograph that was taken right after the assassination, which very much looks like him right outside the Dallas School Book Depository.
Exactly, yes, I've seen that photo on it.
I've looked at it, Yeah, I've looked at it.
Magnifying glass, it's
him. Mm-hmm. I would say with 95%+. Anyway, there's also something I stumbled upon yesterday. Before I say that, he was with CIA already. He made a phone call that day that became public knowledge after the fact, where he was implicating this person, James Parrott, for maybe he might try to assassinate the president. And this phone call happened, I believe, at 1:45 in the afternoon. So, an hour and something after the president was assassinated. And it's very, very strange that he goes on, he's implementing political artifice with James Parrott in the process. Why did Bush want to keep his telephone call confidential, and why does he not remember it? Why did he give this warning after the assassinations if he thought Parrott was a serious threat to Kennedy in Houston? Kennedy had visited Houston the day before. And so what's going on here? And this guy, Parrott, ends up helping him with his political campaign when he's running for president. Same guy. So it's like extremely bizarre. And on November 29th of 63, an FBI letter says that he is CIA. And it says in it, in a memorandum from FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover to the State Department, dated 29 November 63, it describes a meeting one day after JFK's murder between FBI and CIA officials talking about the reaction of the Cuban exile community to the Kennedy assassinations. The last paragraph states that in the substance the substance of the foregoing information was orally furnished to us by George Bush of the Central Intelligence Agency. So, he denies this. This is, once again, very strange. He denies it, and, of course, he says it's another George Bush. And yeah. And by the way, I think they planted another George Bush that they put into the CIA after the fact that worked there for 6 months.
Sure.
Just to cover for this one little thing. There's this other thing that that I ran across yesterday that I didn't know of, sort of like, you know, the three tramps, which we can talk about, but that were taken in but let go. But there was also another man, I remember hearing about it, but now somebody did some real research into it, and it looks like this other man that was taken into custody outside the Dow Tech building, where the CIA, where one of the snipers was shooting from, inside of a CIA front there, was George Herbert Walker Bush. It seems like he is the man, and I'm not saying this definitively, and he was taken into custody, and he said, it's a big Texas oil man. And, you know, there's no record of this or the tramps anymore and blah, blah, blah. So, but sure. It's just sort of interesting that somebody might have got him and he got away with it. So,
on that note, have you ever heard of the doctrine or the dogma of killing the king, that in order I'm not sure how to phrase this.
About his son?
That in order to obtain certain benefits,
yes,
that a person must kill somebody of importance.
Yep.
And when you look at the death of JFK Jr.
Yep.
And where George W. Bush was.
Or where he wasn't, right.
Or where he wasn't.
Yep.
Anyway, I just thought
yeah.
I'd throw that in.
Oh, yeah. It's interesting because I thought of that during the break.
Okay.
I don't have it any. And I didn't put it anywhere in my notes or anything, but it came to me. It's interesting that you bring that up. Yeah. I was saying, yeah, that it makes you like a made man. Kind of thing.
Yes.
The mafia has the same kind of thing. You have to, you whack somebody, you know, you're on your way. So it's right. the same thing. And yeah, I believe he was, a lot of speculation that he was sort of in control of that hit on November 22nd, as well as the Bay of Pigs invasion, that he was partially in control
of
that.
Absolutely.
With,
yes.
With his, and he has the, he names, you know, the Zapata and the Barbara. I mean,
right.
how in your face can you get? And by the way, he named his Navy planes the Barbara 1 and 2 after they were shot. It's just, this is what I really don't like. As all my life, when I stumbled upon different facts about these, and I investigated the major assassinations of the 60s rather in-depthly, much more than most people. And I found that it's such a slip-slop job they do. It's not even a good it's like the magic bullet.
Mm-hmm.
This bullet was found on a stretcher in Parkland Hospital.
Right. Pristine.
In pristine condition.
Right.
I mean, after it supposedly went through Kennedy, is back.
And Connolly.
And Connolly, and breaks the And every other shot that they've tried to do this with, of course, the bullet is all smashed up.
Sure.
I mean, this is beyond common sense kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and this is just one little minutia, but it's sort of a big one because this is how they got away with the whole thing. When, by the way, there were at least four snipers and at least eight bullets shot. And Kennedy was shot in the back, 5.5 inches below. And the one they're trying to make that 5.5 inches below his shoulder is the one that went through his neck, the entry wound through his neck, which most likely was shot right through the windshield, believe it or not. There's a hole in the windshield, and they had to replace the windshield. As they replaced, by the way, November 25th, when he's not even in the grave, they shipped the presidential limousine back to Ford in Detroit, and they redid the whole thing, and they put it back, and they put it back into service. Oh my God, you know, and I think
that's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's woo. Yeah,
it just
goes on and on, but it's that he was shot from the back, hits him 5.5 inches below his shoulder, and that's the one they moved up to say it went through his back and out his throat, then into Connolly's back, through his rib cage and da-da-da, through his left wrist into his thigh and breaking all these bones and what a magic bullet. And then to be found on the gurney in Parkland Hospital, it made me. Anybody that does any really historical evidence, all you have to do is scratch the surface. And this is what, you know, I've came up with when I did my research on 9/11 or the Holocaust or John F. Kennedy. It's you just scratch the surface, and the story that they're putting out is not even false. It's horrendous. It's an insult to your intelligence.
Sure.
A blatant insult. But because they have the media and the book publishers and the newspapers and the radio and the TV and everything, they overwhelm you with, like they did with the Holocaust, with JFK stories. Now, they're coming out with Oswald. Oswald, 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 you know. And by the way, let me see. Who killed Oswald? Geez, what was his name again?
Jack Ruby, Rubenstein.
Yeah, his name was Jacob Leon Rubenstein.
Yeah.
Isn't that coincidental, Mike?
Yeah,
well, that's right. Let me see. Rubenstein. So you have to cover your bases, huh?
Yes.
So the person they get to kill the supposed killer, so the case is closed, is a Jew. And by the way, and he himself, when he died of cancer in 67, he said they injected him with cancer and they're killing me.
Yeah.
Which leads you back to this, you know, jumping all over the place, but this book called Mary's Monkey.
Mm-hmm.
And this is part of the JFK thing, I'm not going to get into it, but where they supposedly could kill you within 30 days with injecting you with cancer.
Right.
So it's...
Alrighty, we are going to our top of the hour break. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour.